We are in the middle of doing some primary building construction works in our First World War galleries, and we're standing in the middle of the Western Front Gallery. And we have some of our workshop staff who are supporting one of our historic First World War dioramas, which is actually the Dernancourt diorama.
I'm Tim Westend, and I'm part of the workshop team.
What's this bit of wood being used for?
Just to support the diorama. Just come up from underneath the false work underneath there. It's a bit of a struggle underneath there.
What's underneath there? Why is that a struggle?
It's just tight for space. We're not short guys, so...
Are you someone who would have visited the War Memorial and looked at those dioramas?
Oh, yeah, as a kid too, because I grew up here in Canberra too.
So what's it like to be now working on it?
Oh, very exciting.
I've got to go next door. Yeah, okay.
We're under the diorama now. What are you actually doing here?
Sorry, just going to pull my earplugs out, but basically putting these timber soldiers up to support the diorama from this aluminium frame. So when they lift it, it all goes up in one go.
I've just heard how tight space is under here, and you're not joking.
No, this one's one of the big ones. The other ones are a lot tighter.
A bit claustrophobic?
Oh, it's not too bad. Depends who you're working with.
I'm Catherine McMahon. I'm project manager and head of exhibitions at the Australian War Memorial.
What will be different about these galleries? What will change?
It wasn't presented in a chronological way. So the big change we're making in this exhibition is to actually present the Australian experience of the First World War in a chronological way, starting in 1914 and actually starting in the present day. We start the exhibition with the historic Gallipoli landing boat as a treasure of that period. We go back to 1914, we look at Australia in 1914, then we go to 1915 and we follow it all the way through to the conclusion of the war, the aftermath, and then we finish in the present day. What does this story mean to us today? We have to keep the dioramas on site, because to take them off site we'd actually have to cut them up into quite small pieces. So we made the decision to conserve them on site, which has some real challenges doing very fine conservation work in the middle of a construction site. So we have a team of conservators who work in this area.
I'm Jocelyn Evans. I'm one of the diorama conservators.
What's involved in this work?
A lot of cleaning. A lot of the dioramas haven't really been able to... We haven't been able to access them for many decades, so...
So they're dusty and grimy?
Dusty, grimy. Also, the second layer is that some of them have been quite heavily restored in the past and not necessarily by the most skillful.
So you're fixing past mistakes?
We are. Well, mistakes is probably a fairly harsh word. I mean... You know, the restorations have done their job, but now that we have much better access, you know, we have the scaffolding built so that we can actually get to each area of the dioramas, we're able to, you know, do a better job, put it that way. So cleaning, restoring, we're doing some touch-ups, and also there's quite a lot of broken elements, things like bayonets missing from rifles. We've been able to recreate those and reattach them. Sort of little damages on figures or on the landscape itself. We're casting new pieces and then adhering them down and then painting them to make sure that they match the surrounding area.
And personally, what is it like for you to be working on these really iconic exhibits of the Australian War Memorial?
Look, it's really exciting. Physically, it's really demanding, but I think at the end of the day, to be working on such significant pieces of Australia's cultural heritage just makes it so worthwhile. And we're seeing pretty good results from what we've been able to achieve as well.
Oh, it's amazing. It's an iconic building. My name's James Grierson. I'm with Built at Canberra, and I'm the senior project engineer on the building. You know, alongside Parliament House, this is the big reason why people come to Canberra. It's just such a public space. There's a lot of emotion in it. The big thing is, you know, being sensitive to the needs of the War Memorial. Noise is a big one. So we try and do our noisy works out of hours or before the public come. So we're trying to, you know, meet the needs of a War Memorial, and the guys are coming on board and doing a really good job with us on that.
It's a heritage listed. It was built at a time when there was limited money and shortcuts were taken. And each day I come in and I ask Catherine, well, what have we found overnight? And there have been a couple of days where we've had some surprises.
Such as?
A wall that had to be removed, initially thinking that it was originally a part of the building. but thankfully it wasn't.
Dr. Brendan Nelson, what sort of different experience do you want visitors to have once these refurbished galleries are opened?
I'm very confident that people coming through it, when they get to the end, will have a sense of the pride Australia felt in what had been achieved, but also a deep sense of the immense cost. 62,000 dead, another 60,000 died within 10 years of coming back, 155,000 wounded. Certainly not a sense of triumphalism, a sense of pride, and we're also having internal debates about this here at the moment, but I particularly would like Australians to be reminded of Charles Bean's summation of the entire thing. Bean, of course, being the founder of the memorial and the official historian, his summation of what it meant in his final volume.